Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kisses. Brubaker and Phillips Houses of the Unholy opens doors. Mwah! DC and Marvel teaming up for two collections. I love you. Archie is going to hell. This is Comic Book Club News for February 14, 2024. Will you be my Valentine? Back in December, Comic Book Club was the first to reveal that Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips' new book would be titled Houses of the Unholy and deal with the Satanic Panic. And now we know a whole lot more about the book. Along with a cover reveal via Image Comics, we also know a bit more about the plot of the book. It will focus on an FBI agent on the cult beat and a woman linked to the Satanic Panic who are both drawn together to hunt down a killer. Said Brubaker via press release, quote, Houses of the Unholy is something I've been describing as Satanic Panic Noir. It's somewhere in between a creepy horror story and an effed up noir, and directly tied to the Satanic Panic craze of the 80s. The book really speaks to my obsessions with cult horror and plays with the demonic tropes of classic horror from Hammer to Carpenter to Stephen King. The fear that was everywhere back then has clearly resurfaced, and that made me want to dive back into those dark waters and try to find a Brubaker Phillips take on noir and horror at the same time. The new book will hit stores on August 13, 2024. What if we kissed under this podcast? Yesterday, we posed the question, are DC and Marvel teaming up for reprints of their classic crossover collections? And now we know the answer. Yes. As confirmed to Comic Book Club by DC Comics, and presumably Marvel, I don't think DC is doing this as a secret or anything, these classic crossovers will be split into two oversized omnibus collections. DC vs. Marvel Omnibus, and DC Marvel, the Amalgam Age Omnibus. The former will be a collection of some of the most iconic crossovers of all time, ranging from 1976's Superman vs. the Amazing Spider-Man to 2000's Batman Daredevil. The latter will collect the entirety of the Amalgam event, which found the two publishers working together to create not just several miniseries, but spin-off titles that mash together characters, like Darklaw, Batman and Wolverine, Super Soldier, Superman and Captain America, Iron Lantern, Iron Man and Green Lantern, and more. Of note, while the Amalgam Omnibus seems to be comprehensive, the DC vs. Marvel collection is not. Noticeably absent from the collection is the classic JLA Avengers, and possibly other titles as well. That said, there are plenty of iconic, mostly out-of-print runs in here, like Darkseid vs. Galactus The Hunger No. 1, and Marvel and DC Present featuring the Uncanny X-Men and the New Teen Titans No. 1. Both omnibuses will be released on August 6, 2024. I love you, and I'm in love with you. Archie Comics is going to hell. Literally. Okay, maybe figuratively. Honestly, not sure. But they are launching a new series called Archie Comics Judgment Day, which does send Archie Andrews to hell, literally. In the upcoming three-issue series, Archie is stuck in an alternate version of Riverdale, filled with demonic versions of his friends, and he has to kill them. Said Archie Comics' Jesse Goldwater via press release, quote, Judgment Day places Archie Andrews squarely at the center, acting as our hero. But with the power to choose who lives and who dies, can he truly remain a hero through and through? This miniseries raises the stakes more than any title we've ever done before. The fate of the entire world is in Archie's hands. The miniseries is written by Aubrey Sitterson with art by Megan Hutchinson, and while it's under the Archie Horror line, differs from the publishing strategy of the last few years of offering three issues instead of one-shots. In addition, this also kicks off a new branding for the publisher, Archie Premium Events. Beyond the care put into the story, the new line will offer cardstock covers, improved interior paper stock, and specialized print finishes. However, it won't cost that much more. A recent Archie Horror issue cost $3.99, while the upcoming series will be priced at $4.99. Archie Comics Judgment Day hits stores on May 22nd, 2024. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. Figuratively. Whatever. Happy Valentine's Day. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.